Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 2, 4. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers. Oops, I forgot to put the prophecy on Monday's program, so here they are.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
Saith your Father God, let your ears hear and your heart understand that the day of the Lord is at hand, and the things that now shall take place shall be things that you read about, that you pondered, that you thought on, but it shall be a day when you walk under my commands, when I lead you, when I direct you, when I speak unto you, that you may see clearly and know and understand the things that are going on throughout the whole world. For nothing shall take you by surprise, saith your Father God.
Thus saith the Lord, America, you have fallen so far from me that I have lifted my hand of protection from you. You have walked away from my word. You scoff at my word. You put it down and you make your bed. For you have angered me, saith the Lord. For I have been with you since the beginning, and I was with you when you formed yourself and made yourself a mighty nation. And by my hand you became that mighty nation. But now you have gone so far from me that I can hardly see you anymore, says God. Those in America that are mine, I tell you, you must double your efforts to be a part of my kingdom. You must do everything that you did, only more. Double your efforts, saith the Lord. For only then can my protection come upon you as the land called America crumbles and falls and will be no more. Your government has gone over to my enemy. They no longer serve me. They no longer even hear my voice. And they shall walk their path of destruction, saith God.
Yea, saith the Lord, to be persistent. For the enemy is going to come, saith the Lord, in the days ahead, and will try to clothe you with the garments of your flesh, the garments of your old nature, again and again. Repeatedly, saith the Lord, you must be persistent to take them off and continue to put me on. For if you do not, saith the Lord, he will get the victory. But if you are persistent, saith God, the enemy will leave and will not bother you. For again I say unto you, the enemy is going to come and attack even this week, looking to devour the remnant, to destroy the remnant, through calculated efforts that he has already pre-planned for the days ahead, to bring destruction upon the new year even. But the Lord says, be persistent, and he will have no victory, no power over you, saith God.
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you.
Welcome to the Signs International Ministries Outreach, reaching over 100 countries each month with the gospel of the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ via Superstation WWRB 3.185 and the internet. Jesus is coming back for his bride, and it won't be long now. What is your favorite end-time scripture? Would you like to read it on the air? Just call my 24-hour voicemail and read it over the phone in as normal a voice as you can. 1-607-201-5663. And please tell me what state you're in and how well you're hearing the program. That number repeats at the end of this program. Now please listen to this message preached by Evangelist Carl Fox, titled Fire and God's Glory. The prophecy news behind the news reports will follow.
Luke 9:28. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, they took Peter and John and James, and they went up into a mountain to pray, high in the mountain. Yeah, we got Peter there, and we got John and James. And as they prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And now look at this verse. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. Luke 9:31, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. That's his death. When I look at Moses and I look at Elijah and Jesus, they're so much alike. I know Moses was the lawgiver. I know Elijah is the prophet of fire. I want to look at the instrument here that God gave to Moses. Remember, he gave Moses an instrument. By the way, Moses appears there 1,700 years after he was in paradise. Elijah is over 1,000 years after he's been taken to heaven. Do you think the Lord sends something perhaps even this day? I don't know. I tell you, when you preach it, the Spirit reveals things. But I know one thing, that Moses carried an instrument, and that instrument was the rod of God. And God anointed that instrument. Elisha also had, we call it an instrument. In fact, he wore it. It was a mantle. And then when you look at Jesus, Jesus had the Holy Spirit. Those two men, Elijah and Moses, had the Spirit. But Jesus had the Spirit without measure. John 3:34. Isn't that powerful? And I can see some alikes, look-alikes. And that's what I'm going to look at. And first I'll look at Moses and Elijah. And some of them is just Elijah and some is just Moses. Look at this look-alike over there when they faced devils, when they faced evil. Moses with the rod of God in Exodus 7:11. Well, it was those wicked old magicians and those sorcerers of Pharaoh, you know, that thought they were going to outdo Moses. When Moses laid his rod down and it turned into a serpent, you remember the magicians, they did likewise.
Yeah.
But we know that the rod of Moses swallowed up the rod of those magicians. I love that.
Amen.
I mean, that's taking evil on and beating the thunder out of it. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Not only take it on, but we got to destroy it.
Yeah.
The Bible says, you know, that Jesus came in 1 John 3:8. Here we go. The verses coming now. 1 John 3:8, that he was manifested. Jesus was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
And that's how we get rid of evil. You destroy the works of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, brother, don't get excited. Well, I'm going to get excited when there's evil around. I think Moses' rod got excited, especially when it saw those magicians' rods. Swallow them up, said, hey, the show's over. This is my act. Close the curtains. We win. Glory! Hallelujah! We've got some shouting on here, too.
Yeah.
And Elijah. Elijah wouldn't be outdone. Amen. He faced evil. Who did he face? He faced those evil prophets. He takes on 450 evil prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Is that all? No. He takes on 400 more that's sitting also at the table of Jezebel. So there's 850 prophets, if I added them up right. Evil prophets against God's man. Hallelujah. But Jesus, I like when Jesus faced evil, and I said he had the Spirit without measure.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ was in the wilderness, and when he came face to face before the devil, I mean, we're not talking about false prophets, we're not talking about evil spirits, we're talking about the boy himself shows up. And Jesus takes him on, and what does he do? Here is the living word, hallelujah, speaking the written word from the Old Testament, the second book of the law, just two chapters, Deuteronomy 6 and 8, and what does he do? He tells him it's written. Hallelujah. And he defeats the enemy. It's the word, the written word of God. Hallelujah. But you can imagine the thunder that came out that day when Jesus spoke, because this was the living word speaking the written word. Hallelujah. And that is exactly what God wants us to have and do likewise. Because when the Holy Spirit makes us a look-alike, we need to speak the word with authority and power and the dominion that Jesus Christ had. Amen.
Amen.
Through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Oh boy, I feel the preaching spirit good here. Glory. Hallelujah. They were godly men of fire. Look at Moses. Moses played around with that fire. He got in the fire. Oh, we can talk about the burning bush, but I'm going to go up on Mount Sinai, where the Lord descended in fire, and the smoke of a furnace, and the mountain quaked greatly, according to the scripture in Exodus 19. And Moses is standing in that fire. Hallelujah.
Wow.
talking to God. Hallelujah. God talking to him.
Yeah.
I think a little fire got on him. Now watch. He come down off that mountain. Hallelujah. With the rod of God. And there's one time when he lifts up that rod during the plague. Hallelujah. And I tell you, with the rod of God, thunder. I mean, it began to thunder, people. And hail began to come down. And fire went along the earth inside of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All through the land. Fire was on, hallelujah, the ground. Talk about a prophet of fire. Look at this prophet Elijah. I'm talking about lookalikes. Remember, they're standing on both sides of Jesus on that mountain of transfiguration. There they stand. Do we see something? Yes, we see the lookalike. We see Elijah, the prophet of fire, who called fire out of heaven on the sacrifice that he prepared. Fire descends and consumes his sacrifice. Hallelujah. He said, why do you halt between two opinions? Well, I'll tell you, that settled the score right there. Amen.
Amen.
But he went on down the road, and you know, there was the king of Samaria. He sends out these companies of soldiers to capture Elijah. That's a mistake. You're messing with fire when you do that. Because he sends out one company of 50 men. Elijah calls fire down on them. Didn't mess with them. Burn them all up. The next group comes out. 50. Hallelujah. You can imagine when the next group came out, they were pleading for their lives. No, no, no. Don't turn that afterburner on. Don't turn that torch on, friend. Come on now. But this was the prophet of fire. And Jesus Christ of all, I mean, when you look at him, I said, he had the spirit without measure. He was the fourth man in the fire over there in the Old Testament in Daniel when the three Hebrew children walked in the fire with him. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is that consuming fire. I tell you, people, he's the baptizer of the Holy Ghost in fire for the church. Matthew 3:11. Hallelujah. Listen, listen. He is also an inflaming fire when he comes, the second event. Second event. What's the second event? The second event is when he's coming back. Hallelujah. And he's going to land on this earth. We preached it before. And when he lands on Mount Olivet, and he prepares himself, hallelujah, as he goes into Jerusalem, he's looking for one guy. He's looking for the Antichrist. Hallelujah. And he's going to destroy him. Hallelujah. He's going to destroy him. He is an inflaming fire. God wants his ministers to be flames of fire. The high priest of heaven, when he walked with the golden censer, it was filled with fire. God says this, Isaiah 31:9, the Lord wants his fire in Zion. He wants his fire in the church. You've got to have some fire. You're not going to make it through without fire. I mean, out there, nominal church, friend, you don't know anything about the Holy Ghost and fire. You better investigate, because you need the fire of God in your life. You need it in today. Hallelujah.
That was part one. I'll try to get to part two on another program, and I'll try to let you know ahead of time on an earlier program when I'm going to put it on. But if you'd like to hear the whole message, just write and ask for a CD. Please consider an offering. Thank you. And now, the news behind the news. Obama to address Islamic world. Plans major speech in Muslim capital to reboot America's image. President-elect Barack Obama declared in an interview he plans to deliver a major address in an Islamic capital as part of his global outreach, which he said would target the Muslim world. I think we've got a unique opportunity to reboot America's image around the world and also the Muslim world in particular, Obama said in an interview. Watchman comment, you heard from the prophecy voice so many times of Brother Johnson that Obama is a Muslim. Does this sound like he's not a Muslim to you? Continuing, Obama was quite religious in Islam. Obama repeatedly has denied he's a Muslim. His presidential campaign website contained the statement, Senator Obama has never been a Muslim, was not raised as a Muslim, and is a committed Christian. but it has been reported public records in Indonesia listed Obama as a Muslim during his early years, and a number of childhood friends claimed to the media Obama was once a mosque-attending Muslim. Widely distributed reports have noted that in January 1968, Obama was registered as a Muslim at Jakarta's Roman Catholic Franciscus Assisi Primary School under the name Barry Sotoro. He was listed as an Indonesian citizen then. After attending the Assisi Primary School, Obama was then enrolled also as a Muslim, according to documents, in the Basuki Primary School, a public school in Jakarta. Indeed, in Obama's autobiography, Dreams from My Father, he acknowledged studying the Quran and describes the public school as a Muslim school. In the Muslim school, the teacher wrote to tell my mother I made faces during Quranic studies, wrote Obama in his book. The Indonesian media had been flooded with accounts of Obama's childhood, Islamic studies, some describing him as a religious Muslim. Speaking to the country's news, Tain Hawari, who was principal of Obama's school while he was enrolled there, said she recalls he studied the Quran in Arabic. That's right, he studied it in Arabic. Now he's got to know how to speak it, to study it, doesn't he? My. In an interview with the New York Times, Obama described the Muslim call to prayer as one of the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. The first few lines of that call to prayer says this: Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme, Allah is supreme. I witness there is no God but Allah. I witness there is no God but Allah. I witness that Muhammad is his prophet. Watchman comment, my. If that prayer is the prettiest sound on earth to Godfather Obama, America, you are in for a rough ride now. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you've heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Continuing. Childhood sexual abuse linked to homosexual and risky behavior. Men who engage in risky sexual behavior with other men report much higher rates than average of experiencing severe childhood sexual abuse, according to a new study in the November issue of the International Journal of Child Abuse and Neglect. According to the study, about 20% of men who have sex with men are sexually abused as children, a rate similar to that found among heterosexual women. The major difference is that 80% of gay and bisexual men, compared to 20% of heterosexual women who are sexually abused, report experiencing severe abuse, often involving violence. Both men and women who are abused as children tend to engage in what researchers define as high-risk behavior as adults, which includes the unprotected sexual encounters. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Watchman comment. I am simply tired of commenting and giving you the true biblical scriptures about this wicked and perverse homosex way of living. My. But you must realize that the Bible clearly tells us that in the last days, Sodom and Gomorrah must rise again. And we're seeing that in a way never seen before since the time God rained fire and brimstone down on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed them all. Now, God has promised that he would not destroy this earth with water again, but he said nothing about destroying you homosexuals with fire. Continuing, Americans pass economic woes to churches. Americans are adjusting their expenditures and cutting back whenever possible to adapt to the economic downturn, which includes for many people reducing donations to churches, according to a new survey. Over the past 3 months, one out of every five households, or 20%, has decreased their giving to religious organizations. Watchman comment, this is so true, as it is affecting Signs radio offerings. But this is not the time to decrease offerings, my friends, which in turn decreases the giver's blessing, and that is in the Bible. I can easily cancel a program. That's not a problem. Or two even. But it's not good to stop giving to God. We need to be under God's wings of protection in these hard times. Using the tithe as an example, we can reduce the tithe if our income goes down, but not if our income remains the same or goes up. That's the tithe example. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able, verse 8, to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, might abound in every good work. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Continuing, gay Bible to be made. A gay version of the Bible in which God says it is better to be gay than straight. Oh, my. Is to be published by an American film producer. Watchman comment. I'm telling you, will these homosexuals never give up trying to convince themselves they're A-OK when the Bible says they're not? Continuing. New Mexico-based Revision Studios will publish the Princess Diana Bible, named because of Diana's many good works, it says. Watchman comment. This Bible is an abomination, but at least that fact can be clearly seen. Not like many of the other translations that are made today that slyly hide the errors in them. At least this one's open with its errors. Oh, boy. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, King James Version. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Watchman comment again. That means the American homosexual film producer, the publisher, and all who agree with those perverts, with this apostate homosexual Bible, will go straight to hell. They cannot even pass go. They'll go right to jail. My. Do I wish that on them? Of course I don't. I don't wish that on anybody. My. People, just turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 in the Holy Scriptures. Repent of your sins. And read Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might be saved. But read Romans 10, 9 first, so you understand it. And a couple verses before, and a couple verses after. My. It's time. The time is short. It may be too late if you wait much longer. Since this is Christmas, let me see if I can't get one report in. Pope Benedict XVI calls on Mary to assist Christians in becoming the soul of the world. My. This is the same abomination that happened at the time of the Emperor Constantine when he chose December 25th, a pagan holiday, to be merged with the Christmas holiday. Continuing. On the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the Pope traveled to Rome's Pisa di Spagna to pray at the statue of Mary Immaculate. Gathering in the square packed with thousands, the Pope prayed that Christians be given the courage to become the soul of the world at this difficult moment in history. The Pope continued by reminding the audience that it is through Mary that they recognize the smile of God and find new hope amidst the problems and dramas of the world. Watchman comment, this apostate Pope once more reveals his ignorance of true Holy Scripture and rejects once more the teachings of Jesus Christ, whose Father was the Holy Ghost, who overshadowed a mere woman, human woman, called Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 35. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Watchman comment. Where does this scripture teach, or any other for that matter, Mary as holy? It does not. The Bible does not. Jesus does not. Amen. Let's just get it right. Well, I guess we might have time for just one more. Gay group organizes Pink Christmas in Amsterdam. A Dutch gay group said it has planned a pink Christmas festival for the first time in Amsterdam, featuring a manger stall with, get this, two Josephs and two Marys. What perversion! These homosexuals think they can change the Bible, but they just can't do it. Continuing. Other attractions in the 10-day festival will include parties, an open-air market, gay-themed films, boy, I wouldn't want to see any of those, and an ice rink and religious services on December 25th, Christmas. Watchman comment, you brash, abominable, homosexual, can wish all you want to wish, but it still will not make you normal. It still will not change the scriptures. It still will not make your lifestyle blessed of God, because it is not. The Bible clearly teaches it is cursed of God. And I'm tired of giving you the verses. How about this one? Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. I'm trying to wake, but I can't wake you. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Evangelist Brother Fox is a longtime best friend of mine who has supported this program faithfully with a monthly offering for years. He gets no funding from signs at all, yet his giving heart is making this broadcast possible for you to listen to in these last days and times that we live in. Getting the message out of Jesus' second and last coming very soon is the high priority of Brother Fox and I, because we know there is little time left. If enough love offerings do not come in by the end of January 2009, I will probably need to cut this Wednesday night program because it has had the least amount of response. If you would like to stop that, please call that voicemail line 1-607-201-5663 and say, please leave Wednesday nights on. And if you would like to join Brother Fox and myself as a monthly supporter for any amount, I mean that, it doesn't need to be a big offering. It just needs to be consistent so that I can plan ahead. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated just N-Y, zip code 13797 in the U.S. of A. Call my 24-hour voicemail with your blessings and comments, and to tell me you'd like tonight's program to stay on the air. Don't forget to tell me your state and how well you're hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. Go to my website, where you can re-listen to this program and over 260 more free. That's right, absolutely free. We charge for nothing. www.neaiga.org. Click the moving line at the top of most pages to go to a page with MP3 audio that you can listen to or download and daily text updates like you just heard me read on this program. Now, the time is short and the day of Christ's return is at hand. Just around that spiritual corner. Look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Until the next program, tomorrow night, Thursday, at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, when we can get together again in the Spirit of the Lord, be blessed, my friends. Join us also on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. All the Signs ministers send you their love. Maranatha! our friends, Watchmen ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.